impact that closing the Institute might have on the airport. While the team was able to come to an overarching conclusion regarding the long-term viability of the Institute of Aviation, they concluded that eliminating or significantly reducing the Institute would be unlikely to have to impact commercial airline service at Willard Airport. Upon its submission, the Aviation Report, Stewarding Excellence Aviation Report, went through many consultations with Camden's constituencies that are part of the standard process that you heard described yesterday. It was reviewed by the Council of Deans, the Campus Senate Leadership, the Stewarding Excellence Steering Committee, and the Campus Advisory Committee, which is composed of faculty from across campus and with student leaders. Provost Wheeler and I also had conversations with alumni, representatives from the aviation industry, and supporters of the Institute. I would like for a moment to respond to the questions regarding my statement in the board item that Senate leaders voiced support for not closing the Institute. We heard this support. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. I'd like to a moment to respond to questions regarding my statement in the board item. That statement is that the student and Senate leaders voiced support for closing the Institute. We heard this support through individual consultations with Senate leaders and student leaders. The latter conversations included conversations between Vice Chancellor Renee Romano, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, and the student advisor groups that provide feedback on the Stewarding Excellence projects. There were, of course, students and senators who have voiced opposition to the proposal, including a student Senate resolution against closure. After carefully considering what we heard throughout this extensive review, Provost Wheeler and I concluded that it was the best interest of the campus and the university to propose closing the Institute and discontinuing the undergraduate academic program. In late September, we announced the decision to propose eliminating the baccalaureate and master's degree as well as a professional pilot certification program. Initially, we left open the question of whether the Institute should pursue creation of a non-degree flight training and certification program. We asked the Illinois Business Consulting Group, a part of our College of Business, to evaluate the marketability and feasibility of a self-supporting non-degree flight certification program. Based on the projected flight fees of $32,000, the IBC concluded that there was insufficient demand to support the expansion of a flight certification program. This finding is consistent with the Institute's pattern of declining enrollment. Accordingly, this February, Provost Wheeler and I weighed all the information gathered to date and determined that it was not feasible to pursue a non-degree flight certification program and announced that we would propose closing the Institute. On the Urbana campus, the Academic Senate delegates substantive review of such proposals to its Educational Policy Committee, and the standing rules of the Senate require that a faculty vote and a public hearing occur when a proposal seeks the closure of an academic unit. Former faculty of the Institute of Aviation that had transferred to new tenure homes in 2010 were provided the opportunity to vote on the proposal. Pursuant to the Institution of Aviation bylaws, voting privileges are also extended to the President, Vice President, Vice President Chancellor, Provost, and the Director of the Institute. The faculty vote was as follows: 2 in favor of closing the Institute, 4 against closure, and 3 abstentions. I'll disclose that one of those abstentions was my vote. I chose not to vote in that process, as I'd already taken a public position. The Educational Policy Committee received and considered public comment and feedback in the form of written submissions at a public hearing on March 14th. In total, the Educational Policy Committee considered these proposals at 5 meetings. In addition to public comments, the committee received information from Tom Emanuel, the interim director of the Institute of Aviation, former faculty members, Associate Provost Michael Andrzejczyk, who deals with financial matters, and Associate Provost Keith Marshall, who has supervised the Institute. The committee posed questions and received information related to finances, admissions, academic profile, fundraising history, potential impact on Willard Airport, access to alternative avenues for pilot training, human factors education, and steps taken by the administration to explore alternative sources of support for the Institute. After this extensive review of the proposals, including a review and debate of the information submitted by the administration, the Institute, and the public, the Educational Policy Committee voted to support the proposals to close the Institute and discontinue the undergraduate academic programs and to continue the graduate program. The vote of the Educational Policy Committee was 9 in favor of the recommendations, 3 against, and 1 abstention. The Educational Policy Committee's recommendation to close the Institute and discontinue the undergraduate academic programs was then submitted to the Academic Senate and heard at the Senate's April 25th meeting. After considerable discussion, the Senate voted 57 to 54 against the proposal to close the Institute, 57 against, 54 in favor, and discontinue the undergraduate academic programs. This left the Senate with no explicit adoption of any proposal at all, just a rejection of Ed Powell's two-part proposal to keep the MS degree, housing it temporarily in the graduate college, and to eliminate the undergraduate degrees. Senate Executive Chair Joyce Tolliver worked with her Senate colleagues to draft a resolution clarifying the meaning of the Senate vote. That draft resolution, which called for a task force for work during the summer on alternatives to closure, failed to gain enough votes to be discussed on the Senate floor at the subsequent meeting. In the end, the decision to pursue this proposal with the board was based on the following data points. The Institute of Aviation is the smallest degree-granting unit and the academic unit with the highest cost to educate per undergraduate instructional unit on the Urbana campus. The Institute's instructional cost of approximately $1,200 per undergraduate instructional unit is nearly 4 times the campus average and is more than twice as expensive per IU as our engineering and science programs. This measure of program cost is made using IBHE costing methodology. It's the standard way for calculating these costs that the Illinois Board of Higher Education uses. Between 2002 and 2010, the Institute has seen a 63% decrease in applications and a 52% decrease in enrollments, enrolling only 34 freshmen in 2010. Using the two key academic metrics of quality used to evaluate admissions, the ACT score and high school rank that have been established by our Board of Trustees, the Institute's freshman class has consistently been the lowest of any undergraduate admitting unit. A smaller entry class improves quality, if we were more selective, but provides too few students to be economically viable. Since reducing the class size, the Institute has consistently spent more than its budget allocation. Even with the reduced size, the Institute still retains its position as the admitting unit with the lowest academic profile. The Institute has ended each of the past 5 years in deficit and no longer has flexible cash reserves. Institute balances declined by more than $1.2 million over this period. Cost savings are only one of the reasons for closing the Institute. There are, however, significant savings that come from elimination of the direct subsidy of the program, the repurposing of resources for higher priority activities, and the elimination of significant overhead costs related to the program. A review of the Institute's current cost structure and potential for savings supports prior estimates of annual savings of between $500,000 and $750,000. Additional savings are possible from redirection of vacant faculty, faculty lines to higher campus priorities. Failure to take the difficult action to close the Institute will impact negatively how deeply the campus can existing programs, develop new programs to meet pressing societal needs, and respond to emerging intellectual developments. For this reason, I request the board's approval of this proposal to discontinue the undergraduate academic program and to close the Institute. I, of course, recommend delaying closure of the Institute until current students have had an adequate time to complete their studies, which the campus anticipates will be at the end of the academic year 2013-2014. During that time, the campus will continue its active conversations with other higher education institutions regarding possible interest in creating a flight training program. The campus is fully committed to investigating avenues to support the creation of such a program, including exploring the possibilities of a trial partnership during the next 3 years in the transfer of physical assets to facilitate creation of such a program. I respect the advisory role